The newly elected pope was born in the German state of Bavaria, which is a region more religious than the rest of Germany. Benedict XVI, as he's now calling himself, is said to have close ties to his native land. Kyle James reports from the pope's hometown of Traunstein, near the German-Austrian border.
The town square of Traunstein looks like it stepped right out of a postcard. Pastel facades of buildings surround a cobblestone square. There's a traditional maypole on one end, decorated with medieval figures, and a clock tower on the other that dates from the 16th century. In the middle of it all stands a huge white cathedral, St. Oswald's, a point of pride to many in this town. Just like Joseph Ratzinger, hometown boy done good. So says Hans Liederer, outfitted this morning in his traditional Bavarian garb.
Well, first of all, he's a Traunsteiner, and everyone around here knows him. He and his brother used to live just down the road, and they studied here. It's been a long time since we've had a German pope. It's about time.
Ratzinger wasn't born here, but spent a good deal of his young life in the area, and went to seminary in Traunstein. He regularly returns here for vacation. Some say Ratzinger's conservative views on issues like contraception and homosexuality can be partly traced to this region, where it's not uncommon to see large crucifixes decorating houses and shrines to Mary on street corners. For Anna-Marie Poltermann, who works in a bakery, that conservative stance isn't a problem.
I think it's fine. He's got a good head on his shoulders. And I think he's going to do pretty much what the last pope did. Ratzinger was a close confidant to John Paul, and you could say was trained by the last pope. I just hope that he lives a while longer. He's already 78.
But the conservative views represented by Ratzinger and his predecessor bother many Germans. More than 100,000 leave the church every year. But for Manfred Schrollinger, who was having an early breakfast at the bakery, a continuation of John Paul's policies is good for the church.
The church may be losing members, but with all the problems we have now in Germany, unemployment and so forth, people are going to need stability. They're not going to find that in politics, but in something bigger and better, the church. There's going to be a turnaround, I'm sure.
At the seminary where Joseph Ratzinger studied and was ordained in 1951, there's a lot of excitement about the school's one-time pupil. Thomas Frauenlob is the seminary's director.
First of all, Ratzinger is a highly intelligent, brilliant theologian, one of the brightest minds we have right now in the church. Secondly, he has almost a quarter of a century's experience in Rome, and he knows the world, since the bishops from all over tell him what's going on in their regions. I know him, and I know he thinks about the bigger picture and the many different kinds of people who have a place under the Catholic roof.
Back in Traunstein's main square, 33-year-old Jena Roswitha is putting out vegetables for the twice-weekly farmer's market.
I'm glad that a German has become pope. It's a great feeling. I even went to the same school he attended. On the other hand, he's a very conservative pope, and he'll continue with a very strict line regarding women's ordination, celibacy, and so forth. I don't think that's so great. A more liberal pope would have been better, but what do you do?
Even those at the seminary say they have mixed feelings about Ratzinger's election, but for different reasons. His new duties as pope will limit his activities, and it's likely he won't be able to make his annual visit. Some say they'll miss that, especially the informal concerts he played on the school's grand piano. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Traunstein, Germany.